Here's Jesus is produced by Spiritus Publications by the Pollies. All rights reserved.
It's April 19th, 2007. This episode was originally released at an earlier date.
This is Speaker Linda Pauley. It's October 21st, 2002. And here's Jesus. Well, here we go. This is going to be a great week, Nazarene. And here's the first question from the wake-up crew at WEGR in Memphis, Tennessee.
Hi, Lon, what do you want to ask Jesus?
Just where are you, Ben Lot?
That's a good question. That would be a good question.
The Powerball lottery
number today, please. The Powerball lottery. That was too good to be true. That one legitimate question would come out of the video.
Well, Alora, we can't give lottery number. That would be unfair. It's totally against God's policies. That would be an unfair advantage to the people with the power, and it just isn't done. As to where Bin Laden is, you have to realize that we have to have eyes like you and Demetrius in the material world to see people, and we haven't laid eyes on him since he tucked tail between his legs and ran from the American bombers. But we believe we've seen three of his closest operatives in the southwestern city of Saudi Arabia, and they have been milling around there and going back and forth across the border. We believe strongly that Bin Laden and his associates are now involved in a plot to assassinate the Saudi royal family. He is hanging in this area. He's gone to the old home ground trying to find protection with his family. We're looking for him. We want him just as much as anybody else does. And we've given what information we have to the American government, even though we're at war with the United States. We can't let this animal go unpunished for the great evils that he has done. What they did to women in that country is unspeakable and unholy and not acceptable to the kingdom of God. He will be found, Alora, and he will be punished.
Amen, Nazarene. I'm sick of our friend Mohammed being blamed for this stuff. People have to understand this isn't Islam. We'll be back after the break.
Jesus of Nazareth here. My good friend Demetrius has many talents, and many people consider him quite an artist. He has an art gallery on the internet where he shows many of his works, and I have even dabbled a little bit using his physical form and made a few artworks myself that I displayed there. I'm sure you will enjoy it. The address is
voicesfromspirit.com/art/gallery.htm.
Do visit it when you have time.
We're back. Boy, Nazarene, I can't wait to hear your answer to the next question. Here it is.
Where's your bunny trust?
If God can't tell me where he is, then nobody can.
Who can, really?
Could you email her back and ask her to personally ask him where my buddy Christ is?
No. We gotta record. We'll have to record that.
Yeah.
Okay, you're ready. Dad, go.
Jesus, I really want to find you. You've been gone out of my life for a while, and I've looked everywhere for you, and I don't know where you are. Could you please give me a clue? Where are you, my buddy Christ?
Okay, I hope you get an answer. You sounded sincere.
I would like to reverse this question, Alora. I would like to ask, where is my Beverly? Once I had a light. It was bright and shining. I thought it was going to be one of the greatest lights I had. The voice would call me to that light, and we would be joyous and happy together. Then the voice with the light began to change. It began to say, I don't like this. People don't like this. I want to be popular. I want to say popular things. I want people to like me. I want to be myself. The voice kept saying different things again and again, but the voice didn't like what I was saying because what I was saying was the way of God. And finally, the voice stopped calling. And when it started calling again, I couldn't find it because the light that had been with it was gone. I would like very much to have that light back. I am always there, Beverly. I am always there, Bev, within your soul, waiting, longing, looking for that light. But until that light returns, I cannot find you, and I want to find you very, very much. You are one of my children, Bev. You are not one of Demetrius's people. You are not one of the stars. You are one of this world. You are one with me. You always have been. You always will be.
We'll be back again.